Investing in your herd through the bull. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. As we know, bull season is well underway, and everybody is having their production sales. And with the current state of the market, it's very high. There's a lot of high-priced livestock out there, which Randy Sainer, livestock systems educator with Nebraska Extension, says that just makes it even more essential to evaluate the cost of bulls and their impact on your operation.
Some of the things are going to be, yeah, calves are higher, but again, a higher priced bull, you have higher priced calves because that cost goes back on each cow that you breed. So comparing the bulls to see what they add. So if you're buying a higher priced bull, is that bull going to increase your weaning weights? Is it going to improve your carcass quality? Is it going to keep your cows in the herd longer if you're a cow-calf guy, meaning they have more longevity? And so those are all things you got to consider. And
it's all important to look at your program and look at the genetics of the bull that you're buying. How will that increase your profitability? Will he pay for himself?
You know, like weaning weights, we've not seen a lot of increase in weaning weights in probably the last 20 years. Part of the problem is that the cows just can't get enough quality nutrition or enough extra nutrition to put more milk and get those calves bigger. So that may not be one thing I would look at, but longevity of the cow herd is really economically important, especially in a ranching operation. Now, growth of a calf and how it marbles and stuff is really important to the feeder. So putting some of those things in there might make your calves bring more if you're a rancher, or if you're finishing them all the way out, you can improve your bottom line by selecting for some of those.
He says the real question is, how much can you spend?
And I looked at a $7,000 versus a $9,000 bull, just selling those calves at the market. And it cost me about $4,000 on a 300 cow herd. Mm-hmm. To do an extra cost to buy that bull for going from 7,000 to 9,000. There's a lot of bulls going over 9,000. So you need to think about that. Now, if that is just keeping everything neutral and that's using the price of calves today, okay? But if you get cattle that are higher grading and you get higher profit from that, if you're selling them at the feed yard.
And buying a really high-priced bull may not be for everybody. So to avoid sacrificing some quality genetics, Randy says that AIing might be a more affordable option.
So when we AI, if we time breed AI so that we can breed all the cows 1 or 2 days, that just takes the labor from heat checking, right? And then because you're going to get 40%, 50% bred, depending on the herd, that means you don't need as many bulls, right? Because you've already got almost half of those cows bred. So you can get by with reduced number of bulls. So AI would be one thing that maybe could really benefit you, especially if you're having to buy higher priced bulls, and the semen you could buy is pretty reasonable. But remember, there's costs with that. It's about $40, $50, depending on by the time you get the injections, set them up for AI and the semen if you don't buy a real high quality bull. I mean, you can still buy a good bull for probably $50 with all those things included. You could also spend more money if you wanted to.
So it all takes a little planning, and it all comes down to what your production cycle is, when do you sell, what are you trying to maximize on, and what are your goals for your herd? All things to think about. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.